Behind us, Kent sighed. All right, eyes on me. Dutifully, Randy and I turned, and we caught each other's eyes as we did so. I could see in his face a reflection of my own thoughts. What the hell have we gotten ourselves into? Kent crossed his arms, and I tried not to think about how well his coat hung and displayed his slender hips when he did so. A rush of blood from my head told me I was unsuccessful, and I had to physically pinch myself to drag my attention back to Kent's face. To my surprise, he looked tired, worn out. He pinched the bridge of his nose between thumb and forefinger before crossing his arms again. "I have already discussed this with Rebecca," he said, "but I want to be completely clear with the both of you. As you can see, my younger brother Carter, the band's guitarist and songwriter, likes to live a bit on the wild side. He has gone through a number of personal assistants, first employed by him and then employed by myself. They have all found him too much to handle, and I can't say I blame them. What I'm looking for in a personal assistant, then, is a babysitter. Someone who can be stern with him and who will keep him from accidentally killing himself. This is a hard thing to do with a child, and harder to do with a grown man. I assure you that you will be well compensated for your work. I have sat down and added things up. Due to Carter's difficulties in acting like an adult, I expect you to be on call 24/7, and your pay will reflect that." He took a deep breath, then quoted a number that made a tiny atom bomb explode in my brain. Holy shit, I thought. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit! That kind of money? I couldn't even comprehend it. It would be a miracle to me. It would change my life. Suddenly, I found myself not quite so ambivalent about the job as I had been before. My palms began to sweat. Kent continued, "I will be asking whichever one of you does not get the job to sign a confidentiality agreement, and I will be happy to give you a reference to whomever you choose to apply to in the future. For now, I would like to see how you would perform your duties, which consist of keep Carter alive, keep Carter's indiscretions out of the media, curtail his spending to the best of your ability, and do your best to curb his alcohol and drug abuse." I laughed out loud at that last one. Kent raised his eyebrows at me. "You think that's funny?" he asked, and there was a hardness to his voice that gave me shivers. I shrugged, trying to be nonchalant. "I've known a lot of drug addicts," I said. "It's almost impossible to help them, rock bottom and all that." "Nevertheless," Kent said, "that would be part of your duties." The impossible job from hell, I thought. That explained why the money was so good. Kent took a deep breath and appeared to compose himself. "All right, turn around and look around you. Pretend you are Carter's handler. He's escaped from you. You arrive here. This is what you see. What would you do in this situation?" Both of us were silent, surveying the destruction. Unfortunately, I didn't think "put a match to it and watch that motherfucker burn" was an acceptable answer. Randy cleared his throat. "Well, first I would call you and ask you for instructions on how you wanted me to handle a situation as dire as this." Even I winced at that answer. "No," Kent said, cutting him off. "If you think this situation is dire, then you might as well turn around and leave. This situation is par for the course, and I don't need you calling me every 12 hours asking what you should do. Try again." Randy began to sweat, working his hands at his sides as though he could grab the correct answer from his ass. "I guess I would first call housekeeping." Kent gave an exasperated sigh, and he sounded exactly like my father did whenever one of us kids managed to get our dumbasses into trouble again. "No," he snapped. "Rebecca?" I looked around the penthouse. What would I do if I wanted to keep this under wraps? I think first I would go find Carter. No, wait. First I'd make sure nothing's on fire, then I'd find Carter.